Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week's question has a distinctly weather-like flavour following our weekend of gales.
This is Jade Forrester from Leamington Spa. I've always wondered about the old saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Why do we get red sky and how does this saying predict the weather for the next day? Thanks, you guys!
There have been some spectacular sunsets this week, but what do they all mean?
My name is John Hammond, forecaster at the Met Office. Well, we get red skies, and of course here in East Anglia, the skies are pretty impressive because the lack of hills or mountains mean we see so much of them as well. But we principally get these red skies because of how light is reflected and bounces around, basically, in the atmosphere. Now, we get them mostly, of course, first thing in the morning or last thing in the evening. It's basically because the sun is so low, all the other elements of the spectrum, if you like, right the way down towards those blues and indigos, are being bounced around the atmosphere, leaving behind those that are the oranges and the reds. You need, of course, the angle of the sun to shine from underneath the cloud up towards the base so you can see it from the ground. But when you've got higher cloud, then you've got more chance to do that. Now, when you get higher clouds, what often can be the case is that you've got clouds called cirrus clouds, or cirrus stratus or autocumulus clouds, which are fairly high in the atmosphere. So they're anything sort of from, say, for example, 10,000 feet right up towards 30,000 feet. Now, these clouds themselves can be the forerunner to a weather system coming in off the Atlantic Ocean. And then overnight, of course, that cloud lowers as the front, this weather system moves in from the Atlantic Ocean and brings us a spell of rain or even perhaps snow during the winter, of course, as well. And of course, you get the converse effect during the course of the morning when you have red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning, which I suppose is not very good news if you've got sheep and you want them to keep dry during the day, because, of course, that means red sky in the morning, the cloud's going to lower, so you'll be getting rain, but during daylight hours rather than darkness.
So when you have higher cloud coupled with the sun at a low angle, you are much more likely to get red skies, and that high cloud can often be indicative of impending rain. So if you get red sky in the evening, the rain might come during the night and leave you with a dry, sunny day afterwards, whereas red sky in the morning means rain during the day. And we had some discussion on the forum about the direction which this takes. Giza said that because if you have the sun setting in the west, the only way the light can hit the clouds above an observer is if there aren't any clouds far off in the west to obscure the sun. And because the weather in the UK tends to come from the west, it could be an indicator of clear skies coming our way. So a rising sun in the east would pick out red clouds if they were moving in. That's quite a nice theory, actually. So I asked our meteorologist expert about how widely this saying applies, and he said that red sky prediction can be used just about anywhere in the world. So it's not always true, but all you need to get it to work are some high clouds and a low sun. And red is quite a good catch-all colour to describe the skies as well, so it could include pinks and oranges too. Well, next week's question is all about reds.
This is Jade Forrester from Leamington Spa. I've always wondered about the old saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Why do we get
red sky, and how does this thing predict the weather for the next day? I think
Thanks,
we need to test this on someone who doesn't drink wine. Help us to answer this question of the week by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can write it on the forum at our special website for discussion. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.